true friendship, which is not measured by temporal concerns, but takes delight in gratuitous love, traces its origins in that celestial republic of which Christ is King. Thus, no one can truly be a friend to another unless he is first friend to the truth itself, and if such friendship is not gratuitous, it does not exist at all. Many things have been said on this matter by philosophers, yet in their works there is no true piety. In other words, no sincere worship of God from which all the duties of an honest life must be derived.